So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hate shopping for pants? You're not alone. Jack Archer's Jet Setter Tech Pants are basically the answer to every guy's closet struggles. With their customizable fit, wrinkle-free fabric sourced from Japan, and all-day comfort, these pants can take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Seriously, these might be the only pants you'll ever need. Style them with the Jet Setter Tee, Legacy button-down shirt, or the buttery Legacy Polo sweater, and you've got timeless staples to meet your everyday wardrobe needs. Jack Archer is just better. For a limited time, get 15% off using the code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your entire order.
It's okay not to be perfect with finances. Experian is your big financial friend and here to help. Did you know you can get matched with credit cards on the app? Some cards are labeled no ding decline, which means if you're not approved, they won't hurt your credit scores. Download the Experian app for free today. Applying for no-ding decline cards won't hurt your credit scores if you aren't initially approved. Initial approval will result in a hard inquiry, which may impact your credit scores. Experian.
New year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. So now get two snack wraps plus fries and a medium soft drink for just $8.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Of course, our YouTube feed is 94. WIP, check it out there. Yeah, we didn't want to be doing this now. Didn't want to be doing this ever. Certainly didn't want to be doing it today. But we have a game to react to that ends the Eagles season in a loss. Our first time doing this since 2023. It's been a while where a loss, you feel like this because it is the end of something. It's the end of the 2025 Eagles season. And I want to get into the five biggest reasons, culprits, you know, people to blame for this loss to the 49ers at Lincoln Financial Field. But really what hit me watching it is, are we really surprised at the way it went yesterday? Are we really surprised? Because I don't think we should be. They are who we thought they were. Offensively, coaching, full level of defensive talent and ability. They are who we thought they were. I mean, they were not a great football team this year. They masqueraded around in one, as one in a bad division. They got to 11 wins. They were probably more like a 9 or 10 win football team. And they have work to do if they want to go back and go win a championship again. And 2 years ago, when they were this kind of team and went out in the first round, the Eagles were very bold by adding an impact offensive coordinator and adding a Hall of Fame talent at the running back position. It is time to be bold again for the Philadelphia Eagles. We'll have time for that over the next couple days and weeks. Let's unpack what happened. The five biggest reasons the Philadelphia Eagles lost the football game. Number one yesterday is they got outcoached. Bottom line, they got outcoached. The other coach was better. If you are one that thinks Super Bowl championships are the only thing that matter, and that is how you determine who's better and who's worse, I give you Exhibit A on why that is faulty logic. Kyle Shanahan coached circles around Nick Sirianni. Circles. You know, watching that game, Shanahan came in here with that group and beat the Eagles group. If you gave Sirianni the Niners group, he maybe wins seven games. Maybe. That offense that Shanahan had to rack up 360 yards and over 6 yards of play against Vic Fangio's defense, that offense, I mean, it's bubble gum and duct tape holding it together. It's a banged up Trent Williams. It's not quite as explosive Christian McCaffrey. It is a fullback catching four passes. It's tight ends and receivers nobody ever heard of once Kittle goes out of the game. And they find a way. The trick play was brilliant. It was perfectly timed, perfectly executed. He was one step ahead of Fangio yesterday. And his team was more prepared to play. Better mentally, better physically, smarter. No penalties till the fourth quarter. Just a masterful coaching job by Vic Fangio. We know of it by Kyle Shanahan over Vic Fangio. We know the Eagles' coaching issues. I mean, we know it. And we've known it the entire year on the offensive end. Sirianni brings nothing to the table offensively. Petullo felt in over his head from the beginning, and it was a disaster class by the Philadelphia Eagles coaching yesterday. That is the number one reason they lost the football game. But number 1A, I will go with quarterback play. And I know you will scream to the high heavens. There were drops yesterday, and there were a couple drops. There were. A.J. Brown drops the passes yesterday. But I thought Jalen Hurts played poorly. Just not good enough. A couple nice drives here and there, but you know, can you think of one special play Jalen Hurts made yesterday? Just one. I can't. His throws often were ducks in the wind. He had a play where it was almost picked on a fourth down early. And I just thought there was no rhythm. His legs provided nothing. The biggest and most impactful run of the day was the 49ers' last touchdown drive where Purdy ran for a first down and ran through, out of pressure, through tackles for the first down. Did Jalen have one run like that the entire day? He did not. Jalen Hurts yesterday, who everyone told me always levels up in the postseason, did not level up in the postseason yesterday. Jalen Hurts, after they scored their touchdown to get it to 13-7, with about 6 minutes to go in the first half. From that moment on, Jalen Hurts was 9 of 21 for 75 yards. On the day, Jalen Hurts, 20 of 35 for 168 yards, 4.8 yards an attempt. He had the touchdown. He took only one sack. His QBR was 40.7. His passer rating was 79.2. He ran for a grand total of 14 yards on five carries. His long was four. I want to take you quickly through the final sequence, the final four plays, because I thought that the issue, the biggest issue yesterday on that final drive of the game, right? The final drive of the game where the Eagles were attempting to score to win the football game. I thought the biggest issue on that possession, the final four plays, I thought were clearly Jalen Hurts. I thought they were Hurts, Hurts, Hurts. Okay, let's go through them. Play number one, the first down. Jalen Hurts runs up the middle, tackle for a 1 yard loss on the play. He tries to get away, doesn't get away. Second down, bails a clean pocket, rolls right, throw away. Brady even called him on it, that he cuts half the field off when he rolls to the right. So a run for nothing. You know, he decides to run. I don't think it was a design run. I think he tried to run. I'll go rewatch it one more time, but I think he just tried. He took off and he got caught. Second down, he bails right, nothing. Third down, he throws high to Devontae Smith. That ball's got to be on him. If it is on him, boom, he's got it. If it is on him, he's got it. And it is a first down and a first and goal. Throws high. Devontae can't leap for it. And it is, unfortunately, any complete fourth down. You could yell about the play call, the timeout that Sirianni took, the big picture of all that. Well, we could do that. But the bottom line is, Brady even mentioned on the broadcast that he comes open, you know, it's a late. It's an in-breaking route in a zone coverage. You have to be on time. You have to anticipate that. And Jalen Hurts waited. He waited too long. By the time he pulled his arm up to go, the linebacker sees his eyes, sees what his arm is going, and feels Goddard coming underneath, and he cuts it off and knocks it down. I thought the final four plays were terrible by Jalen Hurts. A blah game, not a good game, mediocre. And the final four plays, he did them in. Hurts wasn't good enough. The better quarterback yesterday, you could tell me all about the interceptions. The better quarterback yesterday on that field was Brock Purdy.
Right now, get up to 20% off select online storage solutions. Put heavy-duty HDX totes to good use, protecting what's important to you. The solid, impact-resistant design prevents cracking, and the clear base and sides make items easy to find, even when the totes are stacked. Find select online shelving and tote storage up to 20% off at the Home Depot to organize every room in your home, from your garage to your attic. Visit HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done.
Number three, third biggest reason why the Philadelphia Eagles did not win that game and are out now and done in the NFC postseason is because the best defensive players didn't make plays. That's it. The best defensive players didn't make enough plays. Quinyon Mitchell, now he made two picks and he had two moments, but he got beat up on the first drive. I thought Cooper DeJean got had a couple times of coverage. I thought Zach Bond was in a blender all day. Just all day. In space, he looked, his lateral quickness did not look like it was a year ago. He just looked like he was a little stiff. It looked like he just wasn't the athlete we're used to. I don't know if he tweaked something. I don't know if it's just a bad day. I don't know if he's losing a step. He just looked, he lumbered through the field yesterday. And the Niners got him in space. I just thought it was a masterclass by Kyle Shanahan to get the 49ers players in space and attack even subtle weaknesses of the Philadelphia Eagles defense. I thought it was a masterclass. And look, the Niners are probably going to go to Seattle and lose next week. They are decimated. Seattle's rested. It's a ridiculously tough spot for the 49ers. But if I'm buying stock in a franchise and a coach and a quarterback over the next 3 to 5 years to finally get their ring, it's Shanahan and the Niners. It just is. He's as good as it gets. I mean, he's as good as it gets in the NFL. And you see the difference between great coaching and not great coaching. And he did it yesterday. But the Eagles' best defensive players didn't step up. Quinyon made a couple plays, but again, got beat on the first drive. Cooper made a couple plays, but got beat at times. Bond, I thought, was in a blender all day. Jalen Carter, only time we heard his name was when, you know, I mean, I guess he had a sack late in the first half, but for the most part, not great. Not a great performance yesterday by Jalen Carter. He had the roughing the player, passer on the Juwan Jennings touchdown pass. Not good enough. The edge rushers were terrible. They got eaten alive by the tackles for the 49ers. At times, it was just like Trent Williams was engulfing Nolan Smith. Like, he's just like, he looks so much bigger than him. And he is, but he just looked like yesterday. Jay Alexander, I thought could be a key, was not a good enough player yesterday. Best defensive players did not make enough plays. Reason number four, the Philadelphia Eagles lost and are out on wild card weekend, is Jake Elliott and the kicking game. And the decline that has been in front of us for the entire season. Jake Elliott's been in decline for the entire season. It has been obvious. It's been clear. And the Eagles did nothing about it. They just crossed their fingers and hoped he would make kicks when he needed to. And he missed another extra point yesterday after missing extra points last postseason. Yesterday wasn't even about the long field goals. It was an extra point. And that point, just like in the game Saturday night between the Packers and the Bears, that point loomed large in the game yesterday. Because you kind of play the math on the game out. And if the Philadelphia Eagles are only down 3 points there, it is a totally different game. It's just a totally different football game for the Eagles, whether they're down the three or down the four at the end, because they could have been in field goal range. They were in field goal range. Hurts and the offense moved through field goal range. What they didn't was get into the end zone, which was needed to go win that football game. That was the difference. And It is a shame because you think about the reality of where that game went and how every point mattered, and this team and their situation this year with their offense, every point was going to matter. Jake Elliott was going to matter. The Eagles need to absolutely look for a new kicker this offseason. It is two straight years of significant decline. And I think everything we saw in terms of concern last season was just totally masked by results. Results, 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 masked individual decline, individual issues. But the individuals make up a team. And as you move forward through one season where one strength may carry everything, if that strength weakens, the whole collective weakens because the other parts are in decline. And that is clearly the case with the kicker. Jake Elliott did not have a good season. Jake Elliott has been among the worst kickers in the NFL this year. And I'm not quite sure how I could take the Eagles seriously if they don't bring in some kicking competition. I'm not sure. If they don't either draft a kicker or if they don't go in and bring the kicker in to compete here, it's a problem. It is a problem for the Philadelphia Eagles. All right. And the final reason why the Philadelphia Eagles lost this football game and are out on wildcard weekend is hubris. They had hubris the entire season. They had hubris in that a win is a win. They had hubris in the idea they could turn this thing on. They had hubris in the idea that turnover differential basically by itself would win football games. They got so caught up in this is our identity that they lost their identity. They got so caught up in what, in almost reverse engineering wins rather than going out there and kicking someone's butt, that I think they forgot what it takes to actually go win football games. And that's to create explosive plays. Yes, you want to do that with smarts, and you want to do it without big turnovers. But you go back to 2022, which remains the best version of the Eagles offense under Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts. And perhaps Jalen Hurts is not up to the task anymore. And I think that's more of the case than anything else, that Jalen's declining. He's not the player he was. He doesn't run the same. And without his legs, he's just a very average quarterback. That's what my eyes tell me. Without his legs, he's a very average quarterback. And when you have an average quarterback and an average running game and a number one receiver, that's not quite what he was.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles, the hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility? Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
And very little, I would call, creativity on the offense. Very little scheming up of things on the offense. Boy, you're going to have a hard time scoring points. I mean, you're just going to have a hard time in the NFL against good coordinators. But there's hubris. There's been hubris about the offense, hubris about the coordinator decision last year. I don't even know, did they interview anybody else? That no one reported the names? Who did they interview? It just became Kevin Petullo. There's been hubris with this team because of the way they won last year, that, heck, this is the way we do it for the Philadelphia Eagles. Well, the NFL, if you don't play well, eventually you get smacked. And yesterday, they got smacked. This was always going to end early with this team this year. It never felt like they were great enough to go win the Super Bowl. We lied to ourselves, pretended, hoped. But this day was coming. They were who we thought they were, and they went out yesterday because the coaching, the quarterback play, the best defensive players not making enough plays, the kicker, and of course their own hubris bringing them down to where they got to. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there. Lot to react to today, tomorrow, and every day on the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94WIP. Thanks for listening to WIP. Thanks.
The playoffs start this weekend, and now you can trade on football legally nationwide on Kalshi. Right now, Pittsburgh is trading at 38% to beat Houston. That means a $100 trade pays out $264 with a win. On Kalshi, you're trading against peers in a live market, meaning there's no house. And as the odds change, you can buy in or out of your position all game long. And for a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code IHEART to get $20 when you trade $100. K-A-L-S-H-I, Kalshi. Trade on anything.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.